Weekends are for music. Talking to the devil. With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Talking to the devil.
Welcome back. Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Sabato Pie. Johnny T-Bird is here. Next week rocker, Nick Venturella. Am I saying that right?
Venturella. Nick Venturella.
Looking forward to that. That's next week, Memorial Day weekend. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. Ask Johnny a question, rocker.
Johnny, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Well, you know, you have some big gigs coming up this summer. I see you're playing Summerfest, Waukesha Blues Fest, the Big Balls, Big Bull Falls.
Big Balls.
The Big Balls.
Big Bull Blues Fest.
Big Bull Falls in Wausau. Tell us about your fest, Summerfest. Where are you playing in Summerfest? That's July 7th at noon.
Yes, Thursday, July 7th is when we'll be returning to Summerfest. And to those of you who are early birds, you better get there pretty early because we would be the first band that day at the generic power stage at noon. And we go on for about an hour, and then there would be another band after us. And after that, the third band would be Low Straitjackets.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty huge. Cool. That's a big band.
That's tough getting up early for that early show.
Yeah. We're used to it, so we don't mind.
Okay. Bloody Mary time.
Now, let's see. Waukesha Blues Fest, that's coming up Friday, August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you there?
I believe it's 2:30.
2:30? Is that in Heartland? Do you know where the Blues Fest is taking place?
Yes, because this would be our third time at the festival. It's at the Nagawiki Park off of 83, Highway 83.
Oh, that's perfect. That's where the toy store is with the barn with the smiley face. That's where you turn, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
That's right. And then Friday, August 19th, it's the Big Bull Blues Fest up in Big Bull Falls in Wausau.
Yep.
And what time do you play there?
I believe it's 4:00. We actually have three sets because we're the intermission band because they have two stages for the Blues Fest, and we're the intermission band with their own side stage.
Oh, nice.
Playing in between the main acts.
Is this your first time playing at Big Bull?
Yes, it's our first time there.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of big festivals this summer. You're going to have a good time, I think.
Yes, I'll have a good time for sure.
Now, how do we find out more about Johnny T-Bird and the MPs and find your new album online?
The best way to do that is to go on our website, johnnytbird.com, because you can order the CD and you can also go to any of our shows like our CD release party tomorrow because we have the new album out, and you can buy it there or at any of our upcoming shows. And if anyone wants to know where we'll be playing next, because we do have a long list of upcoming shows this summer, you
there
can go on our website, johnnytbird.com,
and that's
and find the list there.
And that's J-O-N-N-Y, no H.
Right, there's no H.
Well, let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from your new album, Playtime, and it's called No Guarantee.
Yep.
Tell us about this song before you play.
So the idea for this song came about because I've been just messing around with this chord progression in the song that you'll all be hearing. I just couldn't find the words or lyrics to fit in what I was messing around with. And luckily, one of my songwriter friends, Jenny Abad Goodell from Maple Road Blues Band, and she's right, I'm left. We're good friends, and I asked her if she'd be interested in co-writing the song with me, and she did. And we just got together a few times, and she showed me the ideas from her lyrics, and I liked them. And then soon enough, I came up with my own lyrics, which were also used in the final version of the song. And Jenny, she was also kind enough to come into the studio and lay down her lead guitar tracks for it, because that's her on the recording of that song.
Nice.
Let's hear it right now. Is Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
first dream flows to the river. Just when a day has come, it's gone far, it's begun. Another sunset out my window, another light switch turn. Look back to see what I've done. Sometimes I'm walking just to walk. I'm singing just to sing. To laughter, everyone is after what's unknown, no guarantee. A risk that can be taken. Might be a memory that's vanished and you'll never know. Sometimes I'm walking just to walk. I'm singing just to sing, no melody. These routines, these faces, places seem so natural, no guarantee. Forget to focus where they are now. Banging on another day to follow. No time, no one is meant to take that final bow. Making plans, turning pages, it's a kind of cycle. A one-way trip to an endless ride. The road will be uncertain. You can try to run from the truth, but you can never hide. Sometimes I'm walking. What's unknown? These routines, these faces, these roads and places seem so natural, no guarantee. Thank you.
Nice. Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair, Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw. Johnny, is that a duet? Do you, I forget the...
Wait, hold on just a minute, Jimmy. We're having an equipment change here.
Oh.
Because Johnny T-Bird is putting on, excuse me, he's putting on a ukulele.
A ukulele?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love the ukulele. So tell me about this ukulele. When did you start picking up the ukulele, and when did you add it to your set?
I've actually learned how to play ukulele, I think around the year 2015, and I owned a ukulele, not the same one that I have with me right now, because I tried it for a little bit, and I gave up on it, but it wasn't until last year, around October 2021, when I went to Hawaii for the first time on a trip, and it was from that and also my love of George Harrison that made me inspired to pick up the ukulele again and be more serious about it, and that's what happened.
Is there a lot of blues players that play the uke?
The only one I can think of is Lil Rev, but other than that, I can't think of anyone.
Okay.
Johnny, you live in Waukesha, actually.
Yes, I do.
Just a few blocks from where the holiday tragedy took place over the Christmas holiday. Tell us about how this affected you and the song that you wrote about it.
I wasn't at the parade when it took place because I was mainly with my mom doing errands, and I got home. And it wasn't until I was home when I started hearing sirens outside, which isn't really common. And then all of a sudden I turn on the news, and that's when I found out about what just happened, which was only just blocks from where I'm currently living. And that just made me shocked. And I just thought of doing something positive for the town that I love and where I'm living at. So that's why I wrote the song. And I decided to also record it for a part of the album, Playtime. And I'm hoping by sometime this month or next month during the summer, I hope to make a music video for the song Rockin' in Waukesha.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from Playtime, and it's called Rockin' in Waukesha.
This is your song
about the tragedy in Waukesha.
Well, it's not really about the tragic events. Well, it's an upbeat song about Waukesha to get people in the spirit. My love song of Waukesha is all I'm trying to say, really.
Our love song, Waukesha. This is Johnny T-Bird live here in the Devil's Lair.
I got me a Gibson Les Paul. I learned how to play and I learned how to sing. I built me some connections, really showed me the way. Got my education from Carroll too. Love the town so much, I knew just what to do. Waukesha is where I'm gonna stay. I'll be rockin' in Waukesha. I'll be rockin' in the birthplace of Les Paul. I'll be rockin' west of Milwaukee. And no one's gonna take the rock away from me. But the Milwaukee, no one's one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Johnny T. Bird live in the Devil's
Lair. Love you, Waukesha.
Yeah, 101 FM, The Shaw, and AM 540. They're all listening right now, WAUK.
Okay.
Also here in Devil Radio 92.7. You know, Rocker, that had to be kind of exciting for you because you're from Waukesha, right?
Well, Jimmy, I don't know about that.
Well, you grew up there.
I was there for some time, yes.
Sometime, okay. All right. We're doing a changeover again. I do want to mention that the Devil's Lair is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. And there's pizza, then there's salvatorestomatopies.com. We thank them for their sponsorship. And, of course, if you missed any portion of the Devil's Lair, you want to go back and re-listen, it will re-air tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m., and again at midnight tomorrow. And you get the archives at maxincradio.com. I think we have another song. Is that right?
Well, first, Jimmy, we are still talking to Johnny. And because, you know, Johnny is at the Ooga Brewing Company on June 10th in Beaver Dam, right?
Yes.
And the Red Rooster, which used to be Knuckle Downs here in Madison, on June 11th. And then coming up on July 6th, you're at the Club 400 in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. That's a solo show.
Yep.
Tell our listeners again where they can find your new album and live music schedule online. What's your website?
JohnnyTBird.com.
JohnnyTBird.com. That's J-O-N-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And the last song, or this next song that you have for us tonight, because we might even have time for another song. So
okay.
If you pull one out of the hat. But right now, this song is called Motherless Child, and it's a cover song for you, correct?
Yes. This is something I usually do at my solo gigs, and that's one of the songs I do on the ukulele.
And so we're going to keep with the ukulele, Jimmy.
Excellent.
This is Motherless Child.
If I mistreat you, girl, I should only how did we stay last night? got the other one, man.
Johnny T. Bird.
Thank you.
Live in the Devil's Lair, along with the ukulele. Dude, I got to tell you, I'm kind of impressed.
Thank you.
The ukulele is not typically what one would think of a blues instrument, but it sounds cool, man. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So we have a little more time. We got about, what, we have about 7 minutes left before the hard break at the top of the hour. Do you have another song that you could pull out?
Sure.
Do you need to switch to your guitar or keep the uke?
I'll keep the uke.
Gonna keep the uke. All right. So what are we gonna hear?
I'll play the first song I ever learned to play on the ukulele, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
All right. It's Johnny T. Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. There it is, Johnny T. Bird.
Thank you.
Live in the Devil's Lair. Johnny, we cannot thank you enough driving all the way from Milwaukee to come play on our radio show. We cannot thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And real quick, give us the details of about tomorrow night. It's the big show. It's the CD release show.
Yes, the CD release party for our newest album, Playtime, is tomorrow at Lineman's River West End. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 4 p.m. and it features our special guest, who's opening the show for us, Julia Lewandowski. And it's $10 to get in, and you can buy the new CD there at the show.
And you can say hi to Jim Lineman, because he's the owner of the bar.
Yes.
Lineman's. Jim Lineman, he's a legend out there in Milwaukee. He's owned that club for as long as I can remember, I think.
Mm-hmm. It'll be our first time there, too.
Nice.
Well, awesome. Johnny, thank you very much. If you want to hit the download or get the podcast for this, it will be up on Monday. The replay will be tonight at midnight and then again tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rocker is coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'll have Max Inc. Heavy for you. We'll get him started off with some takeaways, Rotten Tommies, and Direct Hit. Hey, Tommy, thanks again. Or Johnny, thanks again. We really appreciate you, man.
Thank you again. It was a pleasure.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks, Jamie.
fun when the rabbit got real dark. Stay out all night till the break of day. Come home this morning, hear what she say. You brought home baby diseases too. Now it's your turn to pay this, I'm telling you. It ain't no fun. Said it ain't no fun. Said it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.